This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacey Risley.
Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to episode 55 of North Atlanta's Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we have good neighbor Kaylee Newby with Kaylee Newby Corporate Training and Consulting. Hi, Kaylee. How are you today?
Hi, Stacey. I'm doing well.
We're glad to have you on the show. Well, let's just jump right in and go ahead and tell our listeners about your business.
Yeah. So I provide corporate training, consulting services, as well as coaching for either entrepreneurs, those in executive positions, and also employees. And I utilize the Enneagram in these spaces. And I utilize the Enneagram to enhance both professional and the personal life of whoever I'm working with or the group that I'm working with. And that is kind of the heart of my business, is both professional and personal approach to the corporate training and consulting space, where a lot of other consultants focus only on business productivity, efficiency, and what's being put out. I focus more of my energy on the employees themselves, the departments, and the teams that are working within the business, so that you keep employees, the retention is there. You have passionate people who are excited about coming to work and doing what they're doing. And also that immediately increases the efficiency and productivity of the business itself as well. Tapping into the why of why people are there versus just the behavior that you're seeing at work.
I love that. So we've had quite a few coaching, you know, business coaches mm-hmm. and consultants on, and that I do, that's a unique offering. So I like that you encompass, you know, the whole person, all the aspects of their life and not just efficiency, for example.
Yeah.
So that is unique. Well, tell us about your journey, Kaylee. How did you get into this industry?
Yeah. So I've worked in a number of corporate and nonprofit businesses before and organizations before, both in just, you know, your standard employee as well as executive leadership in a nonprofit as well. And in most of those scenarios, I was kind of pushed into burnout. And the problem, part of the problem was me, to be honest, and not advocating for myself well. And part of the problem was with leadership and not either acknowledging the work that was being put in by both me and my colleagues, or the way that they approached team development and team leadership skills. And so I found the Enneagram back in 2017 and started using it for personal growth. And that kind of led me to working one-on-one with other people to see how that could help enhance their life the same way that it did for me. And I actually started sitting with couples and doing couples work using the Enneagram and watching two people learn this quote-unquote language together and how it could help their relationship, their communication skills, conflict styles. I wondered, how could I apply this to a team of 20 or an organization of 100, 200 people? Would this work? And so I started playing with it a little bit and then got my first certification mid last year and started doing more workshops with it, and seeing how it worked in that space just gave me a passion to use this for teams, mostly so that people who are in these spaces don't end up burnt out like I did, and have, you know, good understanding and shared language and context around who we are as people in the workplace and not just workhorses in the workplace.
Yeah. Well, anyone who's ever worked for anybody can probably relate to that, you know, because sometimes you do feel just like, you know, you're just a number or filling a spot and playing a role, and who you are as a person doesn't really factor in. And that definitely would affect, you know, retention rate, employee mm-hmm. retention rate, and satisfaction and all of those things. So are there any myths or misconceptions that you hear about your industry that you would like to clear up with our listeners today?
Yeah, I think the biggest hurdle that I'm having to get over consistently is why the Enneagram should exist in these spaces. And so a lot of corporations, consultants use personality tests like the DISC, Myers-Briggs, the Clifton Strength Finders, and all of those are great, but they only focus in on behavior, whereas the Enneagram focuses in on our why. Why do we as humans get up every day? And there are 9 different personality types in the Enneagram system. And so it just kind of boils it down to these 9 different ways, these 9 different whys of why our employees are there and what can motivate them to stay there, stay happy, and stay passionate. And so just showing how that can be a lot more impactful to hit on the why and the motivation, other than just trying to show either negative or positive behavior that you're trying to increase or decrease in the workplace.
That's very interesting. So like the 9 different personality types, I'm not very familiar with this. So, yeah. So when, regardless of which you fall in, you know, mm-hmm. it's not a test that you're seeing if that personality is a good fit necessarily. This is that, here's your employee. Mm-hmm. This is the personality they have, you know, or this is where they fall in that category they fall in. And here are ways to help them to be successful. So that's really, I like that it's individualized that much. And it's not so much which personality you are, but how to best, you know, make that work.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. There was the one, just as an example of how that shows up quickly. There was a company that I was working with who had an Enneagram type 2, and they're highly relational. Their why and their motivation is to be appreciated and liked. And so affirmation goes a really long way. She kept leaving her department, going into another and helping them because they were affirming her. Oh, thank you so much. This is so helpful. And in her own role, she was getting none of that. And so her team lead wanted to have her time block and start turning in her to-do list at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. And I was like, hey, let's not. Instead, let's just try and add some verbal affirmation to what she's doing in the role that she is supposed to be occupying. And in a 3-month follow-up, they called and they were like, we did not think that was going to work, but it did. And so again, wow. Just tapping into that why and the motivation pulled her back into the role that she was meant to be occupying the whole time.
And she was probably great at that role, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That, and they didn't know that. That's great. I'm glad you were able to share a personal, you know, experience of how that would work, because it might scare some employees off that they were, you know, oh, I'm having to take a test. There is no wrong personality type.
Exactly.
That's nice. Yeah. That would be comforting. Mm-hmm. Well, so what about when you're not working, Kaylee? What are you doing for fun outside of work?
Yeah. So if we are in town, we have a little miniature pincher, myself and my husband. And so we like walking along the Beltline, trying restaurants, trying different drinks along the way and seeing what's new, because there's always new things popping up down in that area.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
It is. It's every time I go, it's different, and I'm doing a lot.
Mm-hmm. And then if not traveling, travel has been a huge part of my life for a very, very long time. And I'm actually leaving the country for a month in a month to go and do some traveling, as well as connect with some other business leaders, internationally too.
Very cool. I'm sure for a month you'll be in lots of places, mm-hmm. but where primarily are you headed?
Yeah. So I lived in the Netherlands for 2 years, between 2017 and 2019. So I'm going and staying with a friend there kind of as a hub, and then traveling to Italy, the UK, and Belgium while I'm there.
I'm envious now. Jeez.
Yeah.
I think I'm a type 2 and I want to go with you.
Yeah,
that's what I've gotten so far.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Oh my goodness. Well, so shifting gears from fun, when we ask this of all of our guests, and to share with listeners about a challenge or a hardship that you have faced in life that you can now say, for having been through that experience and grown from it, you're stronger today. Anything like that you would like to share?
Sure. So I have probably a lot that I could share, but what feels most present is a most recent kind of hardship to get through, which was an intense season of burnout. I left my job, my 9-to-5 in June of this year to pursue this full time. And that was probably a year and a half too late from when I started noticing that I was completely disengaged, not only from the work that I was doing, but also from my personal relationships and my personal life. It felt like I was living to work rather than working to live. And that turned into, for me, and it doesn't for everyone, but for me, a very deep season of depression. Mm-hmm. And so having been on the other side of this, I mean, it's only been 5 months or so, and I've already seen such a huge increase in my quality of life of pursuing something that started speaking to my passion and being able to take care of myself. And a lot of that has been through, one, the support of my people in my, you know, my close friends, my family, but also the support of the Enneagram in a very unexpected way of just not feeling so alone while I'm doing this work with other people and seeing kind of the light turn on when people start to resonate with something that I'm either training on or coaching them through. And it has been the most, it was a really hard decision to leave. And every single day I have woken up, even if it's, you know, a good day or a bad day, and thought that was the right decision. I made the right decision for me. And so again, kind of why I'm doing this is so that no one gets to that place, that I can go into businesses, that I can go into corporations and help support the employees there and the leadership there so that burnout doesn't become the norm, even though it kind of seems like we're living in a state of collective burnout just with the goings on in the world right now, but where I can support and can be, can provide some help is in the workplace and finding the passion for people again and helping people re-engage with what they love to do.
Well, thank you for being so open and vulnerable about, you know, something that, that's so recent, because that, I mean, that really is the driving force behind your business today, you know? So, and I can hear it in your voice that, you know, that this, that was a tough decision, but the right decision. And then to be able to help people that are exactly kind of where you were, you know, just even the sample, the example that you shared earlier with the type two, you know, like her, you have, yes, you helped the company with retaining her, but you also helped an individual, you know, for a business to recognize her value and her worth. And that's got, that, that had to have changed her life. So that's got to feel good. So thanks. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that with me too. Because I mean, because not everyone, you know, wants to share about depression or about intense burnout. And it is such a prevalent problem. And I think so many people feel alone, you know, in those situations. And so I appreciate you, being your vulnerability and openness with that. Well, now we're really about to wrap up. Is there anything else that you want our listeners to know about Kaylee Newby Corporate Training and Consulting?
Sure. So I think you kind of just touched on it. There is the personal effect that this, my business has on individuals within companies and organizations. So yes, if you are a leader or an executive and you're hearing this and you're like, oh, I want to bring her in, but I want to make sure that the business thrives because of it, it will. And so will your employees. And I think that that's really the heart of what I'm doing, is that it's professional and personal that should be affected, and not just professional, because you want healthy people at work and healthy people at home, because if one of those things is out of balance, it's going to affect the other. And so making sure that you have someone coming in with a full holistic perspective, and I have a master's degree in counseling, I have a couple of certifications in coaching. And so I really am, I know people really well. And that's what I feel like gives me a unique perspective on doing this. I know business, but I know people better. And so finding a way to really marry those two things together has been my goal.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you are killing it. You are reaching that goal. And it does sound like the perfect combination of your skills. I'm glad to know that you are around and you focus on the whole person. You know, that's not is a unique offering compared to other coaches that we've had on. I mean, and we've had some great coaches on them.
Right. Yeah.
But it is a unique offering. So, well, if our listeners want to reach out, if they want to learn more, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you, Kaylee?
Yeah. So the best way to get in touch with me is either signing up for my newsletter via my website, kayleenewby.com, or just going on there and booking a free consultation. You're not signing up for anything other than just a 20-minute conversation to talk about how I might be able to support you individually or your business. And then you can also follow me on Instagram. There I do some information about the Enneagram and then also things that are coming up for me. So either workshops that I'm offering, I have a cohort launching at the beginning of the next year for business leaders and nonprofit leaders. So things like that, those are where announcements live on Instagram, and then my newsletter, free consult from my website. And all of that is Kaylee Newby. So kayleenewby.com or at Kaylee Newby on Instagram.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for being here, Kaylee. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's all for today's episode, Atlanta. I'm Stacey Risley with the Good Neighbor Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting the local businesses and nonprofits of our great community.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpnorthatlanta.com. That's gnpnorthatlanta.com or call 470-946-7007.